ABC News Radio.
Yeah, it's one of those things that I can understand is so hard for people in the city to understand, but we're talking rainfall spreading hundreds of kilometres wide and very flat country. So even if you could get them together, there is absolutely nowhere to go. And it's not just the flooding, it's the, we get very strong winds out here. It can, these cattle are bred to withstand temperatures of, often above 45 degrees and cold, wet days on blowing on these cattle day after day in belly deep mud. That's what kills them the most. And it's not just the cattle. I saw from the air 30 camels dead yesterday. I would have seen thousands and thousands of kangaroos flying in the air. It's almost a surreal feeling to see. Just nothing, just no animals, nothing on the ground. Usually you see kangaroos in the distance or something like that, and it's a completely different experience now.
The images coming from the flood zone are absolutely devastating. How many head of livestock have you lost on your two properties? Do you have any indication?
Well, just to be clear, it's the flooding has been very, very widespread. But closer to the coast, where you have hills and the country is undulating, the water can get away, and it's not very heavy black soil country. It's in the areas that are just not used to that kind of rain. Our average rainfall out here is probably 13 or 14 inches a year. Say 350 mil or something like that. We've had over 700 mil in the last in that week and a half. So it's only further west that we've experienced losses. We've been trying to count. I think it's somewhere in the order of maybe 700 or 800. I'm not exactly sure at this stage.
So what sort of assistance do you need to help you begin to recover here?
I'm in Julia Creek at the moment and walking down the street and seeing neighbours and that can't get out to their property that are completely helpless to do anything about this situation. And people are in just literally a state of shock. There's never been a flood like this, I would say, in the whole of Australia. This is going to claim tens of thousands of kangaroos and hundreds upon hundreds of thousands of cattle. And, I see the horrible videos of kids' ponies that are dying, and they might only be 10 feet away, but nothing can be done to save them other than trying to give them hay. The conversations about what can be done, I'm really not sure. I think that we need to be communicating very clear with government the extent of this problem. And one of the issues out here is that's not what we're very good at. We're not very good at having these conversations and explaining how we're feeling and exactly what's happening. Most people out here sort of want to do it themselves. The magnitude of this problem is way beyond anything that anyone can deal with. So I think we need to be thinking in the short term, what needs to be done in the short term, and then this is a life-changing natural disaster of just catastrophic proportions. We also need to be thinking about the longer term.
What do you think this will mean for your industry in dollar terms? I mean, it's just such an extraordinary scale of loss.
I had no idea, but it's not our industry. There's no doubt that these towns, unless something happens, these towns close. That's not a maybe or an if or anything like that. All of these towns out here close. The cattle industry is the lifeblood of these towns. Further west, there is mining, but we're losing hundreds of thousands of cattle and horses and homes and tens of millions of dollars worth of damage to infrastructure. the numbers climb very quickly.
abc.net.au/newsradio. Get your news now.